The grape that can with logic absolute the 72 jarring sects confute. The sovereign alchemist that in a trice life's leaden metal into gold transmute. The mighty Mahmud, Allah-breathing lord, that all the misbelieving and black horde of fears and sorrows that infest the soul scatters before him with his whirlwind sword. Why, be this juice the growth of God? Who dare blaspheme the twisted tendril as a snare? A blessing? We should use it, should we not? And if a curse, why then, who set it there? Oh, threats of hell and hopes of paradise. One thing at least is certain, this life flies. One thing is certain and the rest is lies. The flower that once has blown forever dies. Strange, is it not, that of the myriads who before us passed the door of darkness through, not one returns to tell us of the road which to discover we must travel to? The revelations of devout and learned who rose before us and as prophets burned are all but stories which awoke from sleep they told their comrades and to sleep returned. I sent my soul through the invisible, some letter of that afterlife to spell, and by and by my soul returned to me and answered, I myself am heaven and hell. We are no more than a moving row of magic shadow shapes that come and go round with the sun-illumined lantern held in midnight by the master of the show. But helpless pieces of the game he plays upon this checkerboard of nights and days. Hither and thither moves and checks and slays, and one by one in the closet it lays. The ball, no question makes of eyes and nose, but here or there, as strikes the player, goes. And he that tossed you down into the field, he knows about it all. He knows. He knows. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all your tears wash out a word of it. And that inverted bowl they call the sky, whereunder crawling, cooped, we live and die, lift not your hands to it for help, for it as impotently moves as you or I. With earth's first clay, they did the last man need, and there of the last harvest sowed the seed. And the first morning of creation wrote what the last dawn of reckoning shall read. Yesterday, this day's madness did prepare tomorrow's silence, triumph, or despair. Drink, for you know not whence you came nor why. Drink. For you know not why you go, nor where. And this I know, whether the one true light kindle to love, or wrath consume me quite, one flash of it within the tavern court, better than in the temple, lost outright. What, out of senseless nothing, to provoke a conscious something, to resent the yoke of unpermitted pleasure, under pain of everlasting penalties, if broke? What, from his helpless creature be repaid pure gold for what he lent him, dross allayed, sue for a debt we never did contract and cannot answer? Oh, the sorry trade. O thou who didst with pitfall and with gin beset the road I was to wander in, thou wilt not with predestined evil round and mesh and then impute my fall to sin? O thou who man of baser earth didst make, and even with paradise devise the snake, for all the sin wherewith the face of man is blackened, man's forgiveness give, and